USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Senate leaders working to pass the debt ceiling deal negotiated by the White House and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, hoping to do so by the end of the week to avoid a default.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the chamber will stay in session until it sends the bill to President Biden's desk. That vote could come by Friday evening. The legislation suspends the debt ceiling and cuts non-defense discretionary spending over the next 2 years. It also claws back unspent money from the COVID-19 relief bill and imposes new work requirements on older Americans who receive food stamps. President Biden appears to be okay after taking a fall while standing on stage during the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado.
Turning around after shaking the last person's hand and ended up tripping on a sandbag. There's a number of sandbags.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach said Biden walked back to his seat on his own for the rest of the ceremony and jogged away from the venue. The Senate is approving legislation to block President Biden's student debt relief program. The Senate passed the measure in a 52-46 vote days after it cleared the Republican majority House. A couple of centrist Democrats and one independent voted with Republicans on the measure. And we're learning Defense Department leaders have intervened to stop a drag show that was set to take place at a Nevada Air Force base on Thursday.
The event, approved by Air Force leaders to celebrate Pride Month, faced opposition from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
The event's organizer, Las Vegas Pride, says the event is privately funded and they'll find another location. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Former President Donald Trump thinks Republicans, as he puts it, should have gone through a little more pain to get a debt ceiling deal on the table they liked. He spoke on the topic at a speech in Iowa Thursday. That's the first time Trump has voiced his opinion on the topic since President Biden and Speaker McCarthy announced their agreement to raise the debt limit over the Memorial Day weekend. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making presidential campaign stops in New Hampshire Thursday. While speaking from Laconia early in the day, the Republican railed against the Biden administration.
We now live in a country where some of the most important policy decisions are made not through your elected representatives, but by nameless, faceless bureaucrats.
He also criticized the woke ideology he claims has seeped into the military and federal agencies. The governors of Oklahoma and Arkansas are now agreeing to send additional law enforcement and National Guard personnel to the U.S. southern border. In all, 13 Republican governors have committed to sending 1,300 National Guard members and 230 law enforcement officers to the area in response to a call from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
I don't have any reason.
Billy Joel planning to end his residency at Madison Square Garden after more than a decade. The iconic singer is moving his piano out of the venue as a monthly performer. His last show won't be for another year, though. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.